High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Lip service. All right, let's have some fun with this one because, you know, this guy is a little crazy and he's drinking and he normally doesn't do that. Fresher is here with us on Lip Service.
Yeah.
And I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And thank you, everybody, who's been listening to the show and showing us support. We really appreciate it.
Right.
So we are going to go back to something that we used to do that we haven't done in a while, right? Which is the tip of the day. So, Fresher, you're going to give your advice, and we're going to chime in. So, today's tip of the day, what is considered oversharing in a relationship? What is too much when you start dating somebody, when you're dating a young lady, and she tells too much? Of course, we share things, but what's too much? What don't you want to know?
What I don't want to know?
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
TMI.
Your friends, your friends' relationships. I don't want to know about nothing about your friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to know about...
Damn.
Yeah, nothing. Like, I feel like, you spend too much time talking about your friends, you know, right. Just worry about us and what we doing, you know. I don't want to hear who cheated on your friend and what your boyfriend, man, did, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can hear your friend, but what your, their companion did to them, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, so you want to hear about her girl talk problems.
Nah, I don't want to hear that
good.
At all.
That was good.
I don't want to hear it.
Especially because he probably fucked a girl before.
Ooh. You know what?
I don't want to hear about that.
Look how she started it out.
Damn, why you had to say all that?
For real.
Damn, my friend got herpes.
It's just too much.
I don't want to hear that.
Every friend, every girl got a friend that got problems or friends. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Anything with the family, somebody died or something like that.
Somebody died.
I'm all ears with that. I want to hear that. But I don't want to hear the problems, the companion problems. Who cheated on who Facebook.
Just tell me who died.
I don't want to hear that. Tell me who died when the funeral I'm there, you know?
I'm there.
Who graduated. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me hear something like that.
Well, sometimes you guys overshare too. So, ladies, what is oversharing? Like, what don't we want to know when it comes to our guy that we're dating?
I don't want to know any of the girls that they've been with before.
What if you don't want to know, like, why his last relationship didn't work? Or
no, I don't mind knowing about it, or like significant relationships, you know what I mean? But any insignificant relationship, anybody you slept with, it's none of my business.
What if it's somebody you know?
I don't want to know. If the person I know didn't tell me, I don't want to know.
I like that.
I'm good.
I like that.
Because you know what? When I find when I'm dating somebody and I know who he previously fucked with, I always got my eye out for them. Right. You know what I mean?
Don't you want to have your eye out though, damn?
No, I don't even need that.
If you fucked somebody that I know, I kind of would like you to tell me.
And if she trashed, then it brings your property value down. So now I'm mad.
But still, because then what if you find out from someone else?
You do,
and y'all somewhere
know.
Together, and
I
you're like,
I definitely rather know.
Nah, you don't want to know because then, I don't think you should.
Because what if I find out and you ain't tell me?
Right.
Like, if you was fucking with a chick, right, and then you find out that she smashed a dude that you know, wouldn't you rather know from her than someone else?
I don't want to know.
But what if you find out and she didn't tell you, and y'all all out together?
Yeah, I didn't ask. You get what I'm saying? Like, you want me to just sit down with me and say, listen, I don't know because I'm looking at you crazy.
But what if Trevor's right there with you?
That's my right hand, my right hand, you know, I be with him a lot. You should put that on the table.
Maybe not your right hand, but your left hand.
Yeah, left hand, even the left hand. Anybody you should see me with, I think you should put it on the table.
Yeah,
hey,
like,
listen,
if we're in a place.
With him, whatever, let me know, but not.
And if like we're in a place together and you know, maybe there's something you feel like I should just have that one up.
Yes.
You know, then give it to
then
me.
You
but
tell
otherwise,
me. Exactly.
It's none of my business. Yes. If it's never gonna affect me, don't let it affect me.
What if she slept with Eminem and then you did a song with him? Would you not do the verse?
That's a legend, so you know, at least
gonna be right there, like it's all right.
You can only sleep with legends.
Yeah, you slept with a legend, baby. I'm proud of you.
Good job. Go back out there and get us some more work.
That's a fact. Definitely.
What about you, Gigi? Gigi's got a new boo, so.
Okay. I got a new bae.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your boyfriend, but it's like a new bae.
I kind of agree with what Stephanie said. I don't want to know about what else you got going on or had going on. You can keep all of that to yourself. You know, on another note, I also don't want to know when you have flatulence or diarrhea, okay? You can keep that to yourself
that's
as well.
So nasty. But can he be like, oh, my stomach?
Yeah, my stomach. I need a ginger ale.
Like that. No.
But I don't want you.
Crazy
I don't.
Stomach moments, man.
You back, see, Fresh has had crazy stomach moments.
Yeah. I mean, we've all had crazy stomach moments.
Men always have crazy stomach moments.
But men is just. I don't want to know. Yeah. I don't want to know that.
That's
you
me.
Got.
Yeah, I frame it with a phone call.
Bowel problems.
Putting phone call in the bathroom. It's crazy.
In the bathroom. You gotta go. There's no toilet paper in here. If there's no toilet paper, you ask for it or you try to figure something out.
Oh, man.
Like in the shower.
Yo, I didn't. Wow, well, I'm never going to tell you what I've done.
What happened?
Man. I was at the airport and they have tissue in the.
In the toilet?
And they didn't have tissue in that particular stall. So I went out the stall.
With your pants down.
Got the paper towel.
No. Yo, with your dick and balls hanging?
With everything hanging. Yo,
don't mind me.
I took a chance. I said, listen, right now, I can't be shitty.
I would prefer for someone to do that than be like, fuck it, there's no tissue.
You can't say fuck it.
He got to understand, if he walks in, yo, big dog, I'm sorry.
I've done that before, too.
There's no way I'm out here shitty. I'm out there hitting the paper towel thing. It's just coming out, rolled out, and just start ripping it in the bathroom.
I mean, I've done that in a public restroom, not for shitting, but because I don't shit. I'm a girl. So I don't do that.
So you full of shit.
So you full of shit.
But yeah, I guess. I don't know what that is. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But I've had to do that. Like, I've peed in a store, and like, oh, shit, there's no toilet paper in here.
Tiptoe to the next one.
Like, with pants down. Down, even if there's somebody there, well, sorry, there was no petition in there.
You like, gotta check woman. Before you even get the going. To
nah,
the
yeah.
But sometimes you gotta go.
Yeah, exactly.
That
this
just happened to me this
before.
Weekend. As a matter of fact,
what did you do?
I was in the strip club in L.A. All right, shout out to Sam's. And I went in the bathroom, and there was a line. So you know, by the time you get there, you're not trying to give up your spot. So I was in there, but fortunately, the girl next to me handed me some of the.
See, that's what
yeah, but you see, there was somebody there. Yeah, there was nobody.
Yeah, me neither. It was nobody. I didn't see no feet. I'm like, okay, I'm safe.
Nah, cause that's something else I've done. I've been like, excuse me, can you pass me some tissue?
I've done that before.
What if you try to unroll my shit for me? Like, hold on, dog, and you passing me the... Come on, dog, just give me the...
Nah, they're cake. So, you know, I just came up from under on top. Like, here you go, sister. Here's some paper towel.
Yeah, I think I've been the passer of the tissue, too. I think women, we just have that bond. We do that in the bathroom.
I can't see it.
Women, I think we just have that bond like a guy I could see a man in the bathroom like excuse me my man can you pass me some tissue and the other guy's like,
when that happens
with
guys, that's a mating call.
Problem with that is that means they're both shitting and that's very weird because you would be at a urinal if not, so you're both in the toilet that y'all both taking the shit y'all want to pass nothing
or
like
even
back and forth
or even if you're asking somebody or if you're asking somebody who's not in the next stall they're like in the urinal or washing their hands and you're like yo
this is all weird.
It's already weird
when you have to do number two in the private anyway like that's already weird you were supposed to say that shit
but
for
women
home.
Sometimes you can't
women,
that's
hard.
Nothing for us
it's hard
sometimes you can't
how did we get to talking about shit
cause just I don't know if you brought it up
I brought it up, sorry
okay next
what else is TMI though when you're starting
I definitely had this situation where I wanted to know about someone
having sex with someone else. I asked too many questions. And he started telling
what
me.
What kind of questions?
Like, you know, well, how was it with this person? Like, I wanted to know.
How was it though?
I wanted to know.
You having a threesome or something?
No, no, no. I just wanted to know.
That's a bad question to ask.
I know. I don't know. I wanted to know because he fucking cheated on me. And I was like, well, what was it that made you do it type shit?
Basically, but that's not a TMI situation.
I made him give too much information, then I regretted it after. Because then I was like, why the fuck did it? Like, I don't want to hear this shit.
What I didn't do, right?
Yeah, like, what was the reason?
What did he tell you?
No, but he didn't say, he said it wasn't about sex, though.
What was it about?
It was about freedom. Like,
it was about the fact
freedom.
That the only thing better than good pussy is new pussy.
Is a bunch of pussy.
Any
you know
pussy.
What I mean? Yeah, he like
that's all.
He liked to fuck with a bunch
men
of different
just
bitches.
Gotta fuck.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. When I had an issue with a guy, we had broke up, and he fucked with somebody I knew, and I was really young at the time, and I like you, I asked for too much information, mm-hmm. and I would always ask stupid questions, and he would like brush them off like any man, like what is this question? So finally, he was like. He was like, the pussy was all right, but the head was good.
Ah, shit.
And that was the worst thing I could have ever.
But you
like,
wanted
what?
To know at the
better
time.
Than me, not better
he
than you.
Like,
but of course you're
going to
say not better than me. It was just hell. That's the worst thing, yo. I could never.
I mean, well, this nigga was smart. He played the bitch. He didn't say nothing good, but still, that wasn't the point. It was just the fact that he really told right. me. Like, he told me, like, shit. And I was just like, damn, why did I ask that? Like, it made me feel crazy. But it was too much information. He should have just kept spinning me.
Right.
Like,
but you kept
right.
asking.
That's what I was saying.
He was like, okay, you want to know?
No,
all right, well.
No, that's what happened with me.
No, he was like, her pussy, she could squirt her pussy trash.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, he told
TMI.
Me that much in detail. Like, he was like, her pussy trash because, I mean.
What?
Squirt and trash don't really, like, mix. You know?
No, because I guess after she was squirt, like, he couldn't fuck no more. Like, that she'll be done. So he basically.
A lot of information.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm telling you.
You did get a lot of information.
I got a lot
out of him.
Yes. And it made me feel weird after, like, why?
No, I can relate. That's awful.
Yeah,
like,
it was too much information.
Like, he said that little bit to me. I couldn't even imagine getting
all
of that.
Oh, my God. I was like,
because I took that shit to the fucking roof. Like, I'm not sucking your dick for 3 years.
See?
Oh, I was lying.
I was lying.
But that's the extent I was feeling. Like,
just throat your man is good. Like, we men love throat.
Now let me ask you this. We were watching The Chi. You watch The Chi?
Of course.
All right, so you know, in this last episode, right, he admitted to cheat. Well, not they had broken up for a second.
He played himself.
Right, and he said that he messed around with the boss.
Yeah.
And then she said, okay, cool, I'll step with somebody else.
She came to the picnic with a dude.
And he
brought
her a plate.
That's what I said. He handed her a plate.
Like,
I called him Jeremy.
You're cheating. Why is he bringing you a plate?
Well, they were not together.
Cheating.
And they weren't together. So
right.
You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah. That's why she said it was cool.
Yeah.
But would you confess that? Like, if you were him in that situation, because she would have not known.
Yeah,
do you think
I wouldn't
that,
confess that.
Okay.
Yeah, what you don't know won't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make the other person
why
feel
do,
awful.
Listen, why should I bring more problems than we had problems already. We broke up for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we get back together, we're not talking about nothing in that interval. Nothing. We don't need to go there because I'm going to leave it alone. Look, he's willing. He wants her. You understand? So we're done. I'm done with Shorty. He wants, you know who he want, the real estate girl, right?
Right.
What are we talking about?
You think that she's whack for, you know, for people who don't watch The Chi, do you think that if you were him, because we watched that show, right?
Yeah.
And we kind of think his girlfriend is whack. Cause
I don't like her.
I don't really like her. I like her.
She was like telling on him.
She's not a ride or die bitch.
She's not
like,
at all.
Yeah, the boss turned me on, period. You feel me? So I would really.
Did he just say the boss turned someone on, period?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love her.
You like the boss?
She do
even
it
though
me.
She snitched
on she a snitch though, too. She did some snitch shit.
So you would have.
She didn't snitch on him.
Yeah, she did. She told
her. She told that she knew that the other nigga stole the fish.
Stole the fish, yeah, but.
For people that don't watch The Chi, they probably like.
Understand though, she was trying to protect him and his job. You see what he tried to leave? She's like, no, no. Because it wasn't him. It wasn't him that was
getting
fired.
But she should have kept
it
to herself.
She should have kept it. She should have held it down. You're totally right. But.
It's more attractive
when you hold it down.
Have you ever confessed to cheating?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Why did you have to do that?
It was just, it was overbear. It was just too much. You understand? It wasn't like something where, it wasn't it. Where, like, you know when you want a woman keep being, I know you did.
Just admit
like,
it.
You know what? Let me just get this one out and I'll just be, let her be mad for a week and then we back on and we'll be able to, you know, move past it because it was like stuck in one spot.
What was the evidence that she had that you had to tell? Because, oh, you know, man, some guys, everything. You got to have like pictures, video footage.
Oh my God, you got to have, you got to be there.
Well, now, these days, there's this thing called screen record.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up.
Nah, see, this is a long time ago. It wasn't no screen recording or like, it was just like, you know, just teenager years just running around. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, my lady, you know, that's the mother of my two kids. You get what I'm saying? So, like, this is long term for real. You feel me? So, it's a whole different vibe, you know? So, it was like young, you know, we 20 and she like, you know, 19. She like, oh, you know, and you be wilding at that time, you know? And I just had to just like, you know what? In order for us to get past this point, I just got to let her know, listen. Yeah, she got this work, but listen, let's go past it, and you know it definitely helped. You know,
I have a question.
Yes,
if she would have said the same thing to you, yeah, I busted open for that nigga.
Man.
But let's just move past it.
Devastated.
Would you be able to just move past
devastated,
it?
Devastated, man. Oh,
would you be able to?
Just
why is it different?
Because women, let me tell you something about y'all. Right, y'all have this thing called.
Where's the violence?
Like that's like precious gold. Like, and I know
we feel
like,
the same way about the dick. FYI,
you need to treat your dick like precious gold.
We feel the same way about the penis. How dare he put his dick in that bitch?
I'm just thinking about a motherfucker entering you. You get what I'm saying? Like
how dare you put your dick in that bitch?
No, I agree with him though. I feel like it's different because a man enters a woman. I feel the same way.
Enters and we like you know nothing.
And y'all just slang it.
Discredit women. Women, y'all can have babies. Like that thing is different. Like you guys can breathe.
We can't have it without the dick.
And then
the dick
like,
is worthless from what he's saying.
The
dick,
no,
balls hold the baby.
You don't value your dick.
And the dick shoots
out.
You
know
so
what?
Ain't no baby without the balls and the dick.
No, I get it.
You need to value your dick. Place some value on it.
Place some value in. Know your worth.
My baby.
Know the worth of your penis.
No, but I mean, you get what I'm saying? Like, come on,
I mean, this is one double standard that I agree with. Like, I feel like a man cheating, even though I don't think it's okay.
Yeah.
And I would never, I would prefer for it not to happen.
Yeah.
I think it's more forgivable than a woman cheating.
Hell no,
I
don't
think
same
so.
Shit.
No, it's not
it just
the
depends
same.
On who you are as a
you
person.
Open your
like
legs.
If my boyfriend cheats on me,
about the Jordan symbol.
I don't think I could ever forget it. I'll be thinking about
I've
it all
had
the
some
time.
Niggas open their legs.
No, and that's fine. And I agree with that. But
whoa,
I just
whoa,
feel like a woman.
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying.
You
don't know what I'm doing.
Yes, I do.
You worry about your legs. Your legs open right now.
Yes, they are. It's nothing valuable there anyway. So
you see what I'm saying? You always going overboard with it. You know what I'm saying?
You but said it.
No, I'm just saying women, like it's a level, like, you know, men, I know we're here. But women, I put y'all up here,
that's
man. You know what I'm saying? And I just want y'all to value that
are.
Thing a little bit more than the male does. Just please.
No, and I
so
just
because
feel
we
like,
cheated, mean we don't value our pussies?
I mean that's kind of yes. I feel like, you know, when you're like slaying your pussy out, you really don't value it. You know
or
what
maybe
I mean?
You want to add some value to the world.
But
add some value to
maybe,
the world.
Maybe. I don't know. I just feel like with women, even though, you know, I'm not an innocent angel, I'm just saying, like, I just feel like our body parts are different from the man's, and it's just not
just
the same.
That's
even worse.
She didn't give you the value of a vagina.
That's even worse.
You put your mouth on them. Oh,
but I agree with him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got to take care.
You
got your cervix
exactly.
in there. You got
women
your
done.
Ovaries. You got to take care.
Exactly.
So you would rather her get fucked. Than to suck
I'd rather
a dick.
Nothing. This
no,
one
you
sad.
Have to pick one.
If I gotta pick one,
what would kill you the most?
Yeah.
What can you live with?
No, you gotta give him. Yeah,
you gotta pick
one or the other.
What's worse?
The head. Well, you know, let me tell you why.
You putting
head
your mouth
worse?
On
let
it.
Let me tell you why. You
wow.
putting your mouth. Let me tell
so
you why.
Your mouth is more
listen
valuable.
To me. No, listen to me carefully. When you start giving head and ass, like when you start giving all, like you giving head, like you going in. You really like this person. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what
true,
if it's a black
China head?
You just ain't about to suck nobody.
Listen, you ain't about to suck anybody's shit.
Just
you
like a half-hearted.
You might damn, like have a good night and boom, boom, boom. But you not just gonna blow a nigga off. You feel me? It's just not gonna happen like that. You gotta really. really have that.
And the thing is, a woman, you can have a 9 out of 10 times, unless she's a prostitute, she's going to put a raw dick in her mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, even if she used a condom having sex.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
I do got to really
you're
like
always,
you.
Unless you're a prostitute,
like,
you're always going to put a raw dick in your mouth.
Yo, what if he just jerks up on your face?
On the face? But why the face? It could be a leg. It could be the thigh.
Oh my God.
It got to be the face.
I'll take the jerk off because there was no entering, honestly.
So if he jerk off on my left ass cheek, it's cool?
No, not.
No, it's not. Nothing's cool. Nothing's cool. Everything is going to hurt me. Everything is going to hurt me, but
my left ass cheek.
I appreciate him. I appreciate him not going in. I appreciate you not letting him in. It's all about entering.
Now, let me ask you this question. Being that, you know, over the past few years, you've blown up a lot more.
Yeah.
How does that affect your relationship?
Oh, man.
Since you guys have been together for so long.
Oh, man, it's hell. You know what I'm saying? But it's all me, you know, the balance. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, I had to learn balance between, you know, music and life, you know? And I had to realize that things that I do in the public can affect my private home, you know? So it's just me. I had to learn, just develop that balance, you know? She's starting to get more comfortable with me just running around and doing what I do, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's me giving her that reassurance, coming home and, you know, giving her the time, you know? Like, my lady, she only wants time, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's all she care about, time and the kids, you feel me? So, you know, do more of that, the more I do, the more reassurance she have, you know?
Do you bring her places, like, to events and, like, you know, do you bring her with you?
Not a lot, but, you know, for the most part, you know, just me being up here saying it, you know what I'm saying, like, makes her feel comfortable, like, damn, you're claiming me, you know, and that makes it,
because that's hard, because when she first was with you, it wasn't like you were getting the attention that you get now, but then there's been like a shift, so
exactly,
and while she's probably excited for you, it also feels like, is he slipping away from me?
Yeah,
and I gotta make sure I put my foot down.
Definitely. But I told her the same thing, you know. I told her, listen, you have to let me do what I do, you understand? Because this is my life. This is how we feed the family. You understand? So this is how I feed my family. Let me do what I do. When I come back home, we deal with it all together. You know, I need you to be strong too. I need you to make sure these kids are up, going to school and ready to go and things like that, you know? And right now we're starting to get it, you know?
For a lot of people out there that are newly on this road to fame,
yeah,
what are some of the things that you've learned that you're like, okay, I never thought about this, but I had to adjust this?
Oh man, balance, man. I want to say, When you're new to it, you try to be everywhere because you want to be everywhere, every club, every night. And as time go past, you just realize that you don't have to be in every club. You don't have to be in every store, and every time somebody call, you have to go. That's the thing I had to learn. 2017, that's what I learned.
Right.
I'm just not going to be everywhere. You understand? And it's a balance. You have to balance the life, you know? And, you know, we took more trips with the family last year. You understand? And we're going to do more this year. It's just, it's a balance thing, but it's hard because when you first get on, you're saying you've been fighting your whole life to get this moment, and when it's here, you're stuck in it. It's new, and I don't care what you say, that you cannot prepare for it because you're not ready for it, you know, as much as you try. But learn that balance, man. Trust me, man. You never turn on a person that was dealing with you before anything. No money, no nothing.
That's a fact. What about you? Oh, go ahead, Lynn.
No. I was just gonna say, like, when you said, like, we're relationships and get in to the industry and whatever the case, like, it makes me for some reason think of like Black China situation with her young boy. And I do feel like that using that relationship is a way that he got more in the industry. So like, how do you, cause like, I don't really see like pictures of you and your girl everywhere and stuff like that. So like, how do you keep that down, but still like maintain your image as like, you know, just being a wild boy, because that is how we kind of look at you.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's oh, man. I mean,
instead of getting like a girl that, you get what I'm saying?
I know. The pressure is tough, man. You know what I mean? Times they wanted to like really put me with somebody, you know, industry. Hey, listen, let's do that. You know, and it's like, you know, you just got to stand your ground and just realize you don't want to hurt the person you love. You feel me? Like, for, you know, exactly. You know, I'm just like, yo, I'm going to still get to the bag regardless. You get what I'm saying? It might be a little longer, like, you know, but it is what it is.
And you got to think about kids, because kids are on social media nowadays.
Exactly.
And they see that at a very young age, even.
One thing I can say about this time that we're in, though, is it's definitely a time where men are stepping up and being real men and family men and showing their kids and spending time with their kids and doing things for the kids.
Most definitely.
And I see you in that light. I see you posting pictures with your kids and spending daddy time.
Definitely.
And, not for nothing. That gets the respect from everyone, but it also get the hoes coming too. So be careful.
Nah, definitely. Yeah.
They love that.
Nah, definitely.
Like, oh, she got to get
a good daddy.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You know, I feel like it doesn't hurt me to be a good dad and a good man. You feel me? Like, because
no,
I feel like the women, like, if they think I'm cute, it doesn't really. It's not gonna change. You know what I'm saying? Like, they think my music is good. They think I'm, you know, I'm sexual enough. It's not gonna. You know. So I just feel like I think we you know, we. Again, balance, man. I had to learn balance, and I don't think it hurts me at all right now. I just feel like, you know, right now, 2018, we're going
to
really...
Because I did see you also posted some thought pics up, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
You had your whole...
Baby oil. All right,
can I tell you something?
That was coconut oil. Hey,
coconut oil.
That's all part of the plan, though. You get what I'm saying? I still have to remain sexy to women.
You
and
had some dick cleavage up.
I still have to...
Like, that's the excuse. That's the show. Girl,
listen to
D'Angelo.
I have to remain sexual. I can't just like give my hide anything. I have to. That's part of the plan.
That's what I used to say when I wanted to be a thot and I was in a relationship in the past when I wanted to be a thot on the internet. So that's exactly what I was saying. Like, that's how I make money.
Mm-hmm. So Fresh is gonna have some dick pics coming out soon.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm thinking
about risking it all.
Just make sure they look okay.
We've seen from those IG pics. It's like, listen, if you just
he's a step away from a dick pic.
Should I put the ham on the left or the right?
Oh my god!
Figure it out. I'm telling you.
Hammer to the left or the right.
Send it to me.
You my friend. You the homie. Like, what is
I'm gonna send it to him.
Do you guys Photoshop dick pics?
I don't know.
Do y'all put filters on them?
You just gotta make sure you on medium. Like, you know, don't you don't want to be on hard, you don't want to be on soft, you want to be on medium, and then it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how everybody else look medium, but medium is the good. You don't want to be hard.
You gotta do like a boomerang.
Yeah,
but if you're a grower, you gotta do it when you're hard, because if you're a shower,
it depends, yeah.
Right?
A medium man. I mean, I'm a medium man. Like, I love when it's on medium.
Medium man. Sounds like a superhero, right? Here it comes. It's medium man.
Yeah. Medium man. I like that. Medium man.
That doesn't sound like
a
superhero name.
No, it doesn't sound like a good thing.
It sounds like an average thing.
It does.
No.
I'm medium man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what? You know,
I'm mediocre man.
Exactly.
Every man in here know what I'm talking about.
He's a medium man. He's not going to hurt you, but you'll feel
it. I know what you're talking about.
No. We're not talking about what you
said. I'm regular, man.
I'm going in hard.
Normal, man.
You know what? I already see what y'all doing.
Here I come. Little dick man to save the day.
That's what it sounds like.
Today, as soon as I go on
the
bed.
No, but I understand what he said. He said that his nice dick pic. He said that his nice dick pic is nice on medium. Like, it doesn't even have to be hard.
That's what
he's saying.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
I got
but
you.
But I'm going in hard.
He just say medium, man. It just sounds a little.
But he said, I'm a medium man. And then answer it.
Yeah, that doesn't
like
sound too heroic. It doesn't sound too heroic.
I need super hard man. Right. That's the man I'm looking for.
It could be hard and still
monster man.
All the way, man.
That's my dog's name, so that's weird.
Monster
man. Yeah, yuck.
All right, now, let me ask you this. Let's just say, right, for the sake of this discussion, mm-hmm. you're on the road a lot, you know, wifey's at home, taking care of everything, working. Could you have an assistant that was a good-looking woman? Would she have a problem with that?
Hell yeah, she have a problem with that. Man, like, I wouldn't even do it because it's not worth my sanity, you understand? It was just going to build more
smart
insecurity.
Man,
why would
smart
I do that?
Man.
I need to be able to work. I want someone that's... You know, just attractive enough.
But let's just say she's great at her job. She just happens to be.
I get it. I don't want that problem. Because then
you need an ugly bitch.
You know what I'm saying? I need you to just be able to handle your business, baby. Handle your business. I don't need
that. That's
a
shame. Is this some type of like bias or lawsuit that somebody could have? Like, oh, he wouldn't hire me because I'm not attractive. Because I'm too attractive.
Not because they can't prove
that. She wouldn't even get the interview.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, send a picture. Oh, no way.
Hell no.
She sent a picture. She,
I don't even want to send my girl attracted to you. You get what I'm saying?
She had a whole bikini.
I don't even send my girl attracted to you.
Daddy.
Nah, I don't want to put that problem.
So Gigi couldn't be your assistant?
Gigi, send him a bikini pic.
Well, the real reason we have you here is Gigi was actually looking.
But
Gigi been fighting like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Freshie doing too much shirt off. Nah, we ain't doing that.
Too
you
much
know what
coconut
so
oil.
For a male too, be like, I'm thinking, I'm starting to put myself in her shoes. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's nah, good. I couldn't that's do that good. Right that's there. What you gotta
that's
do.
That's a good man.
That's a great
man.
In the words, in the words of our friend Neo, it's good man season.
Good man season. He sure did.
I'm learning, you know?
And a lot of us have baggage from our past relationships. And we were discussing this before you came up with us today. So let's talk about how those baggage from our past relationships are affecting us today. And then sometimes it's ways that we don't even recognize it. Like Gigi's got a new bae.
Mm-hmm. New bae.
New bae. And I'm sure she has some baggage and some things are very difficult that you might not even realize at first until certain things are happening and you're like, damn, it's because my ex did this.
Well, it's so new that...
This is your favorite part, huh? You think the beginning of a relationship is the best part?
The honeymoon
of
thing?
Of course.
Damn.
It makes you feel like rainbows and glitter and unicorns and mermaids.
Exactly.
Look how hard she's smelling.
We didn't hear you say that.
Right? Yeah, he is.
They buzz her
eyes. You can tell, right?
They
that's the
eyes.
Kind of smell that is. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good dick smell.
That's but
so
smell.
You don't feel like sometimes you get a little nervous given the past?
I mean, the past is going to be something that's always just sitting on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always just going to be there and something you would have just, you know, ignore it or let it be in your ear like,
right.
You know. Me personally, I'm so exhausted with my previous relationship and I'm so drained and done with it that I just want to leave it where it's at and move on.
And have fun. Have a good time.
Yes. And so far, that's what I've been doing. Okay, I've been really enjoying myself with hashtag new bae.
Yeah. What about you, Steph?
I feel like...
What baggage you got?
I feel like when I in my younger years and when I first became single from my last really long relationship, I carried the baggage from my other relationships. Like, I wouldn't want to date a certain guy because I felt like he reminded me of a certain type. You know what I mean? And I just felt like I even went to a point where I said... Like, I didn't even want to meet anybody because I felt like everybody I was meeting was like my exes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that's a really miserable life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I didn't really get anything out of it.
What was wrong with your exes?
I mean... I don't have no problems with my exes. You know, I feel like every relationship, you go through the honeymoon phase and then you really get to know the person and then you hate them.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Damn.
Nine out of ten times. You know what
that
I mean?
That is the process.
And then yes,
you
that's
like
the process.
That's
the process.
And then
you
learn to love and hate them at the same time if you're going to stay together. You know what I mean? So I just feel like after I release that tension, like, you know, I'm not going to not date this certain type of person because I'm worried about something that happened in my past, I find that my relationships now are so much more fulfilling. I don't have like really, I don't have relationships that don't matter now because I'm not really judging somebody off of something that happened to me. You know what I mean? Because what happened to me happened to me. And, you know, that's the past. And, you know, but the bottom line is like, I just feel like when I stopped loving, when I told myself I wasn't going to love anymore because my heart was always getting broken. I found myself like in a really like miserable, lonely ass place.
The energy you put out is the energy you get.
Yes, like man. I even found that the guys I was meeting, like they literally would want to hang out a few times, and then I like it would get weird, you know, like just because I was so like I was so hard about it. Like, no, we're just friends. Like, yeah, we fuck, but we're just friends. Mm-hmm. And it just was like,
well, yeah, how are they supposed to react?
Right,
to that?
Exactly. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? When I started loving again, when I started being like, you know what, I'm tired of not feeling love, I found it again.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's like, oh yeah, opening yourself up.
Yeah, what about you, like, it's the worst thing you could do is, you know, hold people to your past. You know what I mean? Or even theirs.
And it's a lesson learned for a lot of people. Lo, what about you? How do you feel about baggage? What baggage you have?
I could say that I agree with Stephanie. Like, once you get out of like a real serious relationship, that's when you carry the most baggage to the next situation. And like, my last real serious relationship, I was like, I carry like insecurities from our relationship that we had to, you know, to the same thing. And it basically just like knowing he was lying and stuff like that. So now I'm thinking everybody lying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you can't tell right. me shit. Like, that's Simply Lemonade right there. Ain't no fucking Simply Lemonade.
Right.
Like, liar. And I will really, like, and I will really not believe
it. No, it really is, though.
Yeah, nah, but it's not. Because I've seen them put something else. You get what I'm saying? That's how it would be. But, like, the more, that's like, I time. Let go of that shit, I just think, you know what I mean? You have to let go of that baggage.
You can't let somebody have that power over you that right. you can no. never
you
be with somebody.
You be walking around angry and yes. mad.
Right, and that's something I would do.
Else.
That's something I would do. Like, I would meet a guy and be like, oh, no, you're a Virgo. You're a liar and a manipulator.
You get what I'm saying?
I hate that sign
and
stuff.
And that's so stupid. Like, it's so immature.
All different.
Corny.
Our makeup is different.
Right,
I'm
exactly.
into sign stuff. Yeah, but
I am
to
too.
Point where
but
now,
you can't.
I think women, y'all over, y'all do that sign stuff.
No,
too much,
I'm into
real.
Astrology. Please, I read my horoscope.
Oh, yeah,
every
y'all
day.
Do.
I get my tarot cards
yeah.
read.
See,
what's
gone
up?
That far with
I'm all for it. But I don't. Now, when I bring up somebody's sign, instead of saying the negative traits in their sign, I'll say the good traits in their sign.
See, that's the difference between being positive.
I'll meet a guy.
Negative.
Like before in my past,
optimistic
I'll meet a guy who's an Aquarius and I'll be like, oh, that's my son's father's sign. Like, right. never. And now instead, if I meet an Aquarius, I'll be like, oh, you guys are great thinkers. You guys are wonderful people.
There we go.
You know what I mean?
Some
instead
of, you.
Of, cause you started,
some.
Like when you meet, if I used to be like, because you know, my mother's a Virgo. My mother's a Virgo. So, right away when I meet people, I'm like, cause what I've been through with my mom, you know, I'm like, oh, you're a liar and you're in a manipulator. You know what I mean? Every time I meet a Virgo, like you already starting it off in a bad
yes.
place. You comparing it to something that happened to you in your past.
I feel like if you hurt, you're gonna bring it on with you. I feel like once you back in a good situation, it's hard to really pinpoint what you're bringing with you. Mm-hmm. Cause like
until
like,
it happens.
Like right now, that's how I feel like I am right now. Cause like I don't even think about like the negative things that I used to go through with it. I'm just in a whole different space
and
now.
Sometimes I really do believe that it just takes time.
Yeah, it's
you know how
time,
they say time heals all wounds. When you try to jump into something too quickly, that's when you have that
right.
baggage.
Yes.
But you have to give yourself for real time to like get over something.
That's very
that's
true.
Really important because if you don't do it right away, it's going to come back up and really
totally
affect
that.
You. Mm-hmm.
But I will say I probably won't take people as serious right now, because I do feel like since I've been through so many things before, I'm like, man, I'm like, it really got to be somebody wonderful, special, magnificent.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Like, how you gonna know that if you don't take people serious?
Right. I mean, not take them serious like that, but I won't just be like, all right, I'm ready for a relationship just because I like the person. I don't do that.
As long as your heart and your mind is open to somebody wonderful, you good.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. It. Wonderful.
Now, y'all ladies in the answer, would you let your man have a good-looking assistant?
No.
If it's a sister, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, no. Sure. Sure, a sister.
She could be an
like, why would she even do this awkward...
No, like a sister.
Sister.
I mean, what if, like, you knew the girl, he had you around,
no,
that
no.
don't mean nothing? She was a good worker,
never.
Let's just say.
Never.
She was dope at her job.
No,
she was
so
nice.
Eventually, she's going to look attractive to him.
It depends. Mm-hmm. I think it just depends. Like,
I mean, you're dependables.
I mean,
dependable.
That's
like hiring. That's like hiring a sexy young nanny.
I want to hear these dependables.
To watch your kids.
They ain't no depends. Man.
Yeah,
ain't
exactly.
No depends.
Like no
listen, you know how many times in this business, in the business of entertainment, no matter which field you're in, the assistant became the side bitch and then became the wife. That happened
but
a lot.
Let's be real, guys. It don't
waiting
even matter if she's good looking or not.
Oh,
that's
nah,
true.
Yeah, she could be ugly as fuck.
It's not
right.
Even if she's ugly, a female assistant, I'm not having it. That your assistant
you
have,
you
have
a female
assistant. I don't think
a
male
penis.
Assistants are as.
I mean, she could be a female.
Women
but
are a lot more organized.
Yeah, exactly.
A regular male,
I've,
not
I've
a gay
met
male.
Some wonderful male assistants. Let me know. I'll give you some cards. I'm only kidding.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful because if it's a gay male assistant, he might. Be fucking him too.
Oh, your
that's
son.
Scary.
Oh my God.
But what if the woman was like a great assistant? Let's just say she was.
Can't trust these niggas.
Barack Obama's assistant. And she had all kinds of connects, but she was attractive.
Yeah.
How can you turn that down?
Yeah, that's kind of hard. You see,
right,
you just gave me
okay,
all right. That's
like,
a wild
that's
one. I can't turn that down. There's too much power involved.
Right.
So I would. That's like, hey, listen, babe, listen.
She's
right
she
here.
Lit.
Not only is she beautiful,
gonna
she's powerful.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We got it. We got to talk about this.
You know, I feel like then I'll be like, okay, so I'm just gonna spend a little more time with her.
And he's still gonna fuck her. And she's gonna fuck him.
Times, you know what? A lot of times your man's assistant is around him more than you are.
No, all the time.
They're traveling together.
You know, so that I would, if my man had to take a beautiful assistant, I would just like cut a little bit of my life to spend more time with
him.
I'm gonna be like, well, Angela, I can't do the show anymore. I have no job because my job is an assistant. Assistant. I'm assistant. Assistant.
What do
now.
You say, Gigi? I'm a fucker first.
Okay. Ooh, I like that.
Recall.
I like.
She got up to go fuck her right now.
I like that.
Nah, I'm like, Gigi, like right now.
Let me call New Bay and fuck his assistant.
That's how you do it, though. That's how you do it.
No, it's not how you do it because if that's not what you
said. Shut up! It's not what shut up.
I don't agree when he's like trying to like.
And I love her fucking up the
person. You got your scarf on, and now you want to be tough with me?
My pouchy, baby. My pouchy, baby.
That's a kerchief.
Oh, my pouchy, baby. You feel me? Nah, but I like what Gigi said. But I mean, again, it creates problems. Again,
and then your girl gonna leave you for the assistant.
Yeah, that's nah. We gonna
right. She don't want you another no case. More. You don't got what Gigi got.
Yeah, all right, now let me ask you this: what do you think about when you masturbate?
What I think about, man. I have a oh man.
Oh shit! He knows anything. He don't want to tell us.
You about to get in trouble. Man, be careful.
Like, nah. When I masturbate, I'm watching a porn anyway. So you feel me? I'm thinking about.
You don't ever masturbate with nothing on the TV?
No, I don't. That's weird. That is so weird.
What about your imagination?
Nah, my imagination is right there. Cause that's me doing okay. That to her.
That's I don't like imagination. Thing.
You gotta pull up porn.
So you like porn too?
I mean,
to masturbate.
Yeah, porn is the best.
For put me. It on the pillow. Put it the right.
I think.
And give her that work.
He's like doing the motions of it right.
Hey, put it there. Like, medium nah, man. Here
whoever's
I come.
Masturbating without a visual, like this is
you're
another
very
level.
Creative.
No, how creative are you? Like, you're what do you?
I mean, I feel. Like talk I have, me. I feel like I have enough in my mental porn, yeah. You know, archives in my mind to, you know, to I do. I turn the TV off and I masturbate, no phone, because sometimes
lights off
I like to masturbate right before I go to sleep. And you know, you're not supposed to have light in your eyes right before you go to sleep. So I don't like to stare at the screen of
so
my phone.
Use your imagination,
the facts.
So right, but I'm not gonna lie, a porn is so much better because you come better, yeah. Like cinema? You come. Faster.
You come faster watching.
Yeah. That's your question. Yes. When you, what kind of porn are you watching? Like, what are you watching?
I'm watching. You know what I like? I like my favorite porns. I usually just go to I just put sloppy in. Like search.
Oh,
sloppy,
yo.
Sloppy
is wild.
Yo, let's see what comes up.
Sloppy is wild. Yo. Just yeah, just
what's
go.
Your favorite, what's your favorite porn site?
My favorite porn, X and XX.
Okay.
He's a fucking genius. Yeah. Sloppy.
I need to see what comes
put
up.
Sloppy in a search box.
Weird animal
you've
shit.
Never seen no. Yo, oh my
you
can, God.
You know that's some nasty shit without even looking at
that shit. Comes
be
up.
Wild. Because me, I like to get.
I'm
me.
Looking at that shit when I get home.
Yeah, xandxx.com and then just go search sloppy.
Nah, but you know what? When you in the mental, I hate having, you know, it's so much better to have a porn.
I watch porn.
I watch porn. I'm mad at y'all. Pornhub ain't got nothing.
Nah, I watch ass videos.
I'm getting that 70s shit out of here.
Sloppy deep throat. Sloppy head.
Sloppy. No, just sloppy.
Sloppy sluts compilation.
No, listen. Yeah. No. Don't.
That sounds like a party.
Now, that's how you suck dick. No gag reflex. Slut deep throat to my dick.
Sloppy is all that wild shit.
To pay rent. Best sloppy head ever.
Sloppy is ATMs, everything. No, you
co-worker sucking my dick.
She going to all the subcategories.
You just put sloppy.
When you put sloppy in,
now all I put was sloppy.
Sloppy in the search, and then it all comes up right there.
Yeah, that's what came up.
Yeah, so now
he's a professional. Let
right
him
there.
Do it.
That's the videos.
All the sloppy videos.
These are sloppy videos right here. Let's see. TLC, what? My hairy ass pussy.
No, I
don't like
no,
that.
No, this is not even no hair. You see,
oh my god, y'all gotta
I don't like
see sloppy
this
Shay.
Click
don't
on the
like
link.
I don't know about this one. Click at sloppy Shay.
No, you see,
let him show you.
You see what you
no.
Want? No, look. Can I just
let him show you?
I'm not watching this shit.
Let the professional tell us.
I don't know. I changed my mind.
Let the professional get the work.
I don't
want
to know. I go to sloppy, right?
I just went soft.
You see, they have relevance, right? The relevance is key. You don't want to go to like the time. It like you, look relevant. Look at that.
Oh
first,
no, that first one
you
is
just
epic.
That
let
first
me see.
Video.
Yeah, how'd you
saliva
do that?
Out that mouth.
That's what I said. Sloppy sluts compilation. question.
I said click on the sloppy slut.
This is the same exact one.
Look, it's nothing but throats.
On,
nothing
we
throats.
Want sloppy sluts.
We want sloppy sluts.
Nothing but throats.
Volume.
I just love like the, you know what I'm saying? The sounds, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody had. So what's better, compilation or the whole story?
No, I like the whole story. Compilation throw me off because if she giving sloppy head, that's crazy. The last one, I want to go back to her.
Yeah,
so I just like the
cut
story.
Off at the perfect time. Exactly. He's like, oh, I didn't even see that.
He's like, oh, I'm like, I didn't even get mine off. Look at these.
Some of these look like sloppy bitches.
What about sloppy bitches?
Oh, shit. Amateur rubs cock on face.
But I'm going to tell y'all right now, once y'all watch this right here, y'all not watching Pornhub no more. I
what
promise
is it? Let me put it on my phone right now.
XX.com.
I'm sorry, but their quality of video doesn't look as good as Pornhub.
I like X videos.
I need HD.
X videos is fire.
Everything is HD.
It doesn't look like it.
Say it again. S and what?
Oh, XNXX.com. Look, as soon as I pull
I need good quality.
As soon as my internet go up, you see what time it is.
You see I need storyline. Who's directing
for this?
Directing these? Wesley Pipes damaging shit.
I need a good director. Let me see.
Now, Freshen, let me ask you this question.
What's up?
Do you like having your nipples played with? Licked, sucked, all that?
Nah, a lick is cool. Lick is cool. I don't like the nibble thing because I'm not real. It's like it's sensitive there, but the lick when I'm killing
but it's sensitive.
You,
that sounds like it feels good.
No, the nibble don't. I like the lick. The lick is cool.
Okay.
You know, I find that some guys
he likes getting his
some guys sucked. they want you to lick their nipples like a cat. Like they want you to lick their nipples.
Some guys want you to like pinch them and twist them.
The pinch and twist and gotta hurt. You ever seen Name 5 cereals?
No, other guys you lick their nipples and they're like, yo, what are you doing? Like, what is wrong with you? Why are you doing that?
Like, nah, see, I'm nasty, so I like all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just don't like.
I know guys they want you to lick and suck on their nipples like they like that shit, but then you go try to lick on another guy's nipple. He's like, yo, what's
it's probably just
I know somebody like that's
you.
The only way they can come.
See, guys like having
their
see, I told y'all this before, but like I messed with somebody that had large, like long nipples, not large.
Oh my God.
But they would get like little erasers. And he's like squeeze them. And ever since
let me look this up on XNXN.
When I tell you ever since that I've been
man
so disgusted,
with large nipples.
I do not
man
large,
with long nipples.
Because it's not large, it's long.
No, but you know what, L'Oreal, the reason his nipples were like that was because he was always fucking with them. He was always pressing them.
That's what I thought.
He was
like,
feeling
like
the
African
ritual.
Wait, no, this is not weird.
Right. That's not right.
He wasn't born like that. He made them like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think he made them like that.
If you have inverted nipples.
It was like I was milking him. No, I'm telling you.
That's why he was wearing the cow udders. He got cow udders.
Whatever it is, I'm disgusted. And I do not. I do not fuck with nipples after that, motherfucker. Like, I do not. Ugh.
So, hey, wait. Hold on.
But he did it again, though.
He would ask me to.
Y'all did it multiple times?
I mean, I was fucking with him.
Exactly. So, you
but
like
it was
that shit.
No, I didn't. I couldn't replace his nipples. What was
so, when he wore a shirt, could you see the nipples through the shirt?
Did he get hard when it was cold outside?
Did he wear a
shirt? No, it was only like when his nipples got hard.
That's
like I
wouldn't just
wear
a squad. Like, have y'all ever seen Tyler, the Creator's Loiter Squad? He has a segment where like he has those nipples and it's disgusting.
You were talking about he plays with his own nipples.
She said that he has those long nipples. It's because listen to me. If a woman has a lot of kids and she's always breastfeeding, her nipples are going to start to stick out. It's inevitable.
So you think he was breastfeeding?
No, it's just that's the way your body is. Just like with a waist trainer, if you wear a waist trainer every day for 5 years, your waist is going to be the shape of the waist trainer.
Right. So because the human body can be formed like it can be molded.
He was a cow. He probably be in the shower. You know what I mean? He probably grew up playing with his nipples.
I melted that.
You know? He's probably been doing that shit his whole life.
But that's the only way he could come. I'm telling you. Like,
what did you have to do? You just had to.
I had to grab his, like, exactly what Gigi's doing. Squeeze his nipples, grab his nipples. And every time, I'm not going to lie, that was the deal breaker. I was like, I can't fuck with this nigga and his nipples no more.
So he ain't going to get no pussy.
That's a deal breaker?
Yes, I was.
So if everything else was perfect.
That's a deal breaker for me, too.
And you just did everything was cool. Like, it was, I didn't have no complaints with them nipples.
So you can't nut when you hit it from the back. Unless you put your arms back
in. I'm still disgusted thinking about his nipples
right
now.
What if he said, suck my titties? Would you do it?
Oh, my God. I think I would have threw up on him. Like, the shit was long enough to go down my throat. Like, stick so I could throw up.
It wasn't that.
It was.
It's not like I was like,
hey, let me see your nipples before.
Did he have titties?
No, he didn't. That's the crazy
thing.
No
moves?
It's just literally nipples. Just his nipples was like little all I could think of is eraser heads.
No, that's
like,
him playing with himself. That's him playing with himself all the time. Just like, if a just like if a guy masturbates and he always masturbates to the left and his dick starts to lean. Because
you know they're on there. He probably missing one.
I'm good. My shit is flat because I only like him licked. You know what
Let me see. Hold on.
Right.
Let me see.
Look, they ain't poking all night.
I know his nipples are on here.
Yeah. I got a real little chest
pic. Yeah, here they are.
Yeah. You see my shit's nice and flat.
Okay, all right.
Flat, baby. They flat.
His nipples not too big.
They not erected at
all. No, they not too big. Stop it. They made those nipples.
That was him playing with himself.
They flat. I don't play that.
I believe that he was, or like,
he was playing with them. He was playing with himself.
No, like she clamps. Was playing with him too.
Nah, exactly. Nah,
he could have been born that way.
A nigga put nipple clamps on me one day, and I wanted to kick him in his face.
That gotta hurt, right?
That shit hurts so much. But wait, you let him do it. I tried.
She tried it. Yes, exactly.
Don't you have your nipple pierced?
Not no more. But
how the fuck that doesn't hurt just as bad?
No, that hurts. It did hurt, but it's only a one-time thing.
Oh, that stayed on.
That nigga put them clothes. I said,
I don't play with my
What part of sexy is that? I don't get it. I don't get that.
It was a whole situation.
Would love that.
It was a whole blindfold, bondage, chains, and
S&M
situation.
You like that?
And then he went to put the clamps on. I was trying to get out the restraining.
Who the fuck could like that?
That's what I'm saying. You
some
know,
people
you,
do.
That's
that
pain.
That shit hurt, bad.
You don't use toys?
Toys? The most I do is the vibrate on the dick. I think that's like the...
Like the cock ring?
No, the cock ring goes on my shit and it vibrates when I'm...
I want to put that on...
That's the greatest shit ever, man. I love the reaction.
We talked about that before.
I like that. Other than that, toys, I can't see me playing with a dildo with a girl. Like, I don't do that. Cuffs...
Handcuffs. I'm thinking of ball cuffs. I thought this was some new shit.
No.
Where they handcuffs, sell ball cuffs?
Handcuffs in the vibrator ring. I think that's like the dopest shit.
You've been handcuffed?
Yeah, handcuffed.
I'm just asking because sometimes guys like to handcuff women, but they don't want to be handcuffed themselves. Yeah.
No. Both. Most of the time, I'm handcuffed.
You can't both be handcuffed.
Yeah. Kind of shit is that, right?
Well, maybe you can.
Yeah, because a lot. You know, you never get interested. Yo, you know what's
Call
crazy?
Call time back, baby.
You never realize how much you need your arms to get busy. Mm-hmm. Like until I was cuffed, I'm like, oh no, I can't even.
That's
you know,
some lazy
the waistline is right, but I'm like, I need my arms because I'm a gripper. You feel me? Like I'm a. And when I don't got the arms, I can't, you feel me? So I need the arms. I need to be.
I never tried that cuff shit.
I wouldn't want to handcuff my man while I'm having sex with him. I wouldn't mind like giving him a blowjob while he's handcuffed.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, because I can still grab the back of your head and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as I can grab some sort of forehead.
No. I would want the hands away from the head because you know how after a guy comes, he like wants you to like you can't touch it because it's so sensitive.
Yeah.
I like to continue to touch it and torture
That's
the guy.
That's not a good
really
feeling.
Fun.
It's
that
not.
Is not no, it,
it's hilarious.
When you come,
to
it's
see a
no
guy
more. It's
like
the,
that.
I never. I don't know why that does, but we get so sensitive
and
you don't want to be touched.
And it's like,
it's not cute. It's not cute. Like, don't keep going. It's not cute at all. It doesn't feel good.
It's cute to us because y'all. Such a vulnerable moment at that point when you grab his wallet.
That's so funny.
But does it ruin the nut for you?
The nut is
over. It can. No, but it can ruin the feeling because you lose it so fast. You're still trying to go. Now I'm already in protective mode.
You might throw your back out.
I just want to rush.
Let it be in the moment.
Yeah.
Then watch me.
Exactly.
The for squirm real. Is great. It's so hilarious.
The squirm.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, yeah,
we enjoy that.
I thought you said sperm.
I feel that squirm too, though. Like, after I come, I'm like, all right, it's
me
enough.
Too. Like, yeah. Don't touch
yeah,
me.
Exactly.
You feel
the same like, way. Let's stop.
Same thing. I think it's worse for men, though. Because
yeah, no, but I don't mind getting fucked after I come from a oral. Yeah, like, I don't mind.
Me?
Yeah, you don't know if it's worse for you than it is for us.
No, no, I'm a man.
I know, but you're not. You don't know what we feel like. You don't know that
right,
it's
right. But I'm gonna protect mine all day. No, I know what I feel like, so I'm gonna say that it's worse than y'all.
I think it will be worse. I think it is worse for guys because I could still get fucked. Like I don't want
to
keep.
I have to.
I don't want to keep getting sucked on.
I
want to
get fucked. After
like I don't want to keep getting sucked on anymore. But I could still take a dick. Yeah.
I hate women, guys, because y'all couldn't do that right there. That's why I hate it.
Multiple orgasms.
I'm soft, and you still trying to get. I'm done, and this is not gonna get up until you get. I need an hour. I want to have
an
you got to give me time.
That's a long time.
No, it's not a long time.
You need,
let
it
me
should be 10
right
minutes.
Now.
How old are you?
You got to watch a whole movie before you dig in hard again. This sounds like erectile dysfunction.
Let me tell you something right
talk
now.
About Netflix and chill. We got to watch a whole movie.
Let me tell you something right now.
In order for your dick to get hard again.
Depending on how good that nut was. You understand? Sometimes when you bust an explosive one, you gotta leave me alone for a bit. I need time because right now I didn't fucking.
Movie time. Okay, so y'all heard it here first. Make sure you don't have him doing explosive
you know
nut. Just a medium.
But then sometimes you
just
might
just a medium nut.
Medium man.
Oh, now y'all gonna medium me all day.
Medium nut with your medium dick ass.
He done told me to shut up. He done said fuck y'all.
Anyway, you already know what time it is with us, so don't stop it right now.
What's going on?
Let them
know. Like,
okay.
We're cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm joking.
Like, my nigga. Damn, that's crazy. Like, we be texting y'all.
He told me shut up and all kind of stuff over here.
Damn.
I just feel like I'm
with y'all medium friendship.
Yeah. Medium ass shit going on over here.
What in the medium?
That's the name of the show. What in the medium? Let's talk about this new song that you have coming with
the
Famous Dex.
Yeah.
We're trying to get some exclusive
stuff here. Definitely.
Now, the song is called Keep It Up. Sounds like something we need to talk to you about. Because you can't do it.
You got a problem with that.
Wow. Okay,
so the song
okay.
is about erectile dysfunction.
I'm gonna rename it Stay Up then. Stay Up. Nah, but Keep It Up, man. Just a record about just keeping up the pace of like PH and, you know, Dex. We just talking about how swagged up we are. Mm-hmm. And y'all gotta keep it up. You get what I'm saying? Don't get left behind.
Keep that same energy.
Yeah.
That's right. You gotta do it more than once.
We gotta keep it up, man. Even with the positive energy, man, we gotta keep it up. Mm-hmm. Everything positive this year. You feel me? We doing bigger things and y'all keep up. You know what I'm saying? Cause we ain't gonna stop. We ain't gonna get left behind. So, mm-hmm. you know, keep it up.
I feel you.
Yeah, that's where we at.
You do have a lot going on, though. We've watched the whole escalation of having, like, you know, a couple of big songs. And then hopping on a song with Eminem, which people have wanted to do their entire careers and haven't had the chance.
Everybody's still trying to figure that out, what happened. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all know the story, right?
You told us, right? You said because y'all fucked the same girl.
Oh, shit.
Didn't he say that in the beginning of the show? Oh.
That was a...
I know, I'm joking.
You see what I'm saying? The media, boy. You got to watch your boy.
You were already on the song though, right?
Yeah, the song with Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
No. What happened was he heard. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And they reached out to me like Eminem is a fan, but everybody doesn't know that's my favorite artist. Period. Him and Jay-Z shared a top spot, so this was major to me. You understand? When I got, I had to sit down in the house. I was walking down the stairs. I had to sit down because I couldn't believe it. You understand? I was like, "Why? Like what? This is a legend." You understand? And I was trying to tell. Nothing's worse than me trying to tell M that he's my favorite artist. He did not want to hear me. All he was telling me, like, "Yo, listen, I'm a fan of you." I'm like, "M, no, but you don't understand how I feel about you."
Right.
I was on punishment. My mother bought me Marshall Mathers album. You know. So, and I was trying to see, he's like, "Yo, listen, Fresh Don't Want, listen, I love when you, you know, it was life changing." I want to say that was definitely like my moment, other than, you know, wait a minute, doing songs with 50 and everything. Mm-hmm. Eminem, that's a whole nother level, you know.
And, when did you find out you made the album?
Right away. As soon as when the call, like I knew that basically Paul Rosenberg said, he wants you to complete the project. That was the phone call.
Damn.
Yeah, you know, so
crazy.
When I did the record, it was already. It was going to be the last, you know, the song on the project. And then, you know, it was three on the project, you know, number three. So, you know, I heard 2 Chainz verse. I was like, yeah, I'm on this. You know what I'm saying? So
that was
amazing.
And then 2 Chainz didn't make the album. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
But the remix is dope.
Yeah, exactly. That was weird. Me and I actually did my verse and hook at the same time, but my verse was only on the remix with 2 Chainz. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Man, but it was,
see, it shows medium dicks can make it happen.
Yeah, wow. Oh, wow. Yo, this is so wild. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it. It's all good. Fuck it. I'm going
to
eat it.
You can't handle. You gave it to yourself. That was like the problem.
Said your medium, man.
You're getting the hammer right after the show.
Yo, and I'm getting the hammer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm putting it on the left. I told you it's going on the left.
Wait, I didn't even say anything. I
like
just
I
got,
said, you're getting the hammer because you co-signed it, so you're going to get the hammer first.
We need a lip service remix of Keep It Up. That's got to do with, you
oh, that's
know,
a fact.
That's all about you.
Yeah, it's about you.
Hey.
Maybe Can't Keep It Up or
can't
something.
Keep
what's
up.
It? I told you it's going to stay up.
Stay up.
It's
that's the remix.
Up. Exactly,
that's the lip service
right?
remix.
Exactly.
Stay up.
In an hour and a half, I'll get back up.
And that's not every time. You see, you know what I'm
saying? Watch a movie. I would flick it up.
I would be lying to say, yo, 5 minutes. And I'm, no, sometimes I can do the right back. You know what I'm saying? But it depends on how explosive that come with. I'm telling you, it's different. Have you ever had times where you like, I'm an animal today and I'm going to go 3 hours. And then you have some days where you get that one and you're good. No?
I always do. Everybody got mad quiet.
I
just looked at you.
Cool. I'm done because I'm
mad. No, we
I
not
can
say
why
for
you
me?
Catching feelings.
Because y'all not being honest.
Don't catch feelings.
Y'all not being
flights.
Honest.
I said I agree with you.
No, but wait. I feel like there's days that I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to ride some dick today. Like, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to ride for like 20 minutes. Like, I'm going to ride dick today.
I'm going to go crazy for 20 minutes.
I'm going to just ride dick. I'm going to do it cowgirl, backwards cowgirl, froggy style. Like, I'm going to ride some dick today.
And
then there's other days.
Come on, talk about it. Thank you.
There's other days, like most days, not some other days. Most days.
Oh, you getting a little thrust back. That's it.
Most
you.
Days, I'm just like, okay, babe, come climb
some
on top
you
of
like,
me,
let's,
baby.
Let's role play. I'm going to be a dead body.
Right. Like, oh, babe, you know, I saw these sex dolls. I can pretend I'm a
you
sex
doll.
You
pretend to be a sex doll?
Like, you want one?
No, don't care. Don't do this pussy cool? Wild, baby.
This cool?
You ever fucked a dead body?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to lie. Like an hour and a half later, I'm not in the mood anymore.
You see,
look,
I'm done.
I already said, called my friends.
I'm
like,
asleep. Yeah,
asleep.
I done talked about
this
you already.
You say that now until the shit.
I done already put you in the group chat.
This nigga only stayed up for about 5 pumps, and now he telling me an hour and a half.
Like a medium medium.
Well, no one never said. I never said that I was giving you 5 thrust.
Medium head, medium.
You're gonna get the hammer.
It was a medium experience.
So funny. You know everything. You're making it worse.
I just said
I'm sending you a cockpit every day now.
I'm sending that shit to Ball
Alert. How many different poses can this dick be in?
Let me tell you, it's funny. A bunch of positions. You got the right, you got in the middle. You got the grip where you throw it on the thigh. That's you know what I'm saying. Like I'm a thigh. You know what I'm saying. I like to throw it on the
not
thigh.
Not shy, but the thigh.
You got the one up in the belly button. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Not really an upward kind of guy because it's awkward when you put the joint up. It's not. Yeah. You see, it's meant that this thing is supposed to hang. You know what I'm saying. So when you put it up, it's not
just
really.
You put it up, that big vein up underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you want the vein. You
like
always
it.
Want the vein, the main vein exposed.
Like
so what you do
vein.
Is the main vein. You always want the main vein exposed.
Yo,
so you keep it down.
I peep that.
The main
vein.
Yeah.
In every picture, now that you say that.
Yeah, the main vein is everything. That's everything for
all right, so let me get the rest of the poses that you can do.
You have the thigh, left thigh, right thigh. You got the straight down and pipe. You have the,
back.
You never tuck it.
The moist one.
Yeah. I like, you gotta make sure you oil it up,
it
man. It's nothing like,
yeah.
Yeah,
the next to the water bottle.
See an ashy.
Yeah, ashy.
Water bottle in one hand, dick in the other. And then there's the hairy one.
The remote. That's how you really judge. Like,
remote,
how big my shit is. You
the remote
me?
Is classic.
Remote is classic.
A lotion bottle.
Lotion bottle.
Somebody sent me a lotion bottle.
Cable remote is the same size, and that's how you really compare your
the Apple TV remote.
I got the optimum.
I got the optimum dick. The fire stick. Optimum dick.
Nah, fire stick don't catch them all.
I know, duh. Oh, yeah. That's the point.
Get it? You ever put it in your hand and send it?
Yeah, that's yeah. The hand is good because now my shit all out my hand. You know where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Because now you see what I'm saying? I'm out my hand. If you two-handed, that's even better, but you can't take the picture unless you put it up there.
Two-handed.
Wow. You know
taking the picture, that's right?
What I said. You didn't hear what I just said?
You got to do it in front of the laptop.
You could two-handed, but then you got to put the phone right there. So I like the one-handed.
Oh, yeah, that's
one
a lot
hand
of work.
Is good. One hand is good.
That's a lot of work.
One hand is good.
What when about hair and no hair? Do you shave?
Oh, yeah, you got to shave.
You got a manscape.
Like bald or just trim?
Oh, you just trim. You trim no ball your hair. You got to have something there.
You think Harry Pussy will ever come back in style?
Huh?
You think Harry Pussy will come back in style?
I don't think so.
Like, we talk like, about so this all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, no, because that's like a hygiene. It's you don't want to be older. Hairy down there. It's like more smell.
I agree.
So wait, back in the day, they pussy stank?
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe if it's hot out and you're sweaty, it smells sweaty.
I can't believe everybody's pussy was stinking back in the day.
And you know it's hot out. Nah, I don't think that.
You probably trim it with some scissors.
But come on, how long have people been shaving their pussies for?
Exactly. Not that long. That's what I'm saying. So, everybody been having sex since the 70s.
I don't know.
I don't believe this.
I don't know. Like, I've been shaving my pussy since I was a little girl.
Yeah,
like,
I never had no hair.
I've been shaving my pussy since it started growing out. Like, oh my God.
Yeah,
I can't let my mother see this. She's going to think I'm a woman.
How did you know how to shave your pussy? I was thinking about the first time I shaved my legs when I was young. And
I cut myself.
I cut my whole entire.
Me too. Right with this shit. I got in trouble.
I cut my whole
razors are better now, right?
And then when the razor cuts you, it don't stop bleeding. So it bleed for a long time.
You had mad tissue hanging out.
And I didn't want to tell my mom I shaved my legs.
Y'all shave in the shower, right?
Nightmare.
That's like the shit, right?
I didn't do it because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I just shaved.
That's the same shit happened to me. I did it too deep. My whole shit was split open, bleeding.
I knew how to shave young because I shaved my arms. I used to watch my mom take a bath and I saw her shaving her underarms. And I had hair on my arms. So I was like, I guess I could shave this. And I was like, five.
Damn.
Oh,
five
damn.
Or six. See, my mother do no kind of stuff like that's that. Shave.
I never
like,
see my mom
in the shower.
That's best way got to be the bathroom. That's the bathroom, definitely. But yeah, me, I'm like a scissor guy. Like, honestly, I don't really shave because I'm scared. I might. You don't never want to.
You need clippers.
Yeah, that's me. I'm
precious scissor hands.
Yeah, I'm a nice little scissors. Right. And I got the, these are my scissors only for that. The pubic scissors. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody touch those.
Some cutting shears.
Not you, scissors.
Yeah, exactly.
Precious scissor hands. I love that shit. That's your new name.
Yeah,
I'm about to store you in the that in my phone. Stay away from medium man.
Yeah, exactly. As long as we can do, you know, stuff off the medium man. Yeah, that's a lot better.
All right, well, Fresh, we appreciate you. This is your second time on Lip Service.
Yes.
And we always have a good time with you.
I appreciate y'all.
Now, what else do you need to let us know that's happened? Because you have a new single coming out.
Oh, man, my project, man. Listen to me carefully, man. Mm-hmm. The project. Because everybody's asking, where's the project? Where's the project? Where's the music? PH is dropping April 6th.
April
6th. Oh, that's really
soon.
Listen to me carefully. I cannot wait for this project to drop. I'm so excited. I've never been more excited about my music in my life. This project was real. Like I said, I sat home and really, I'm giving everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody used to me, wait a minute. And girl, just like, man, we you're going like to get that. Some singing, some women. No. Now, I'm like this year, I'm really going to like talk to the women more. You know what I'm saying? Not more or less in a like bang, bang, bang time. You know what I'm saying? Like fucking bitch on the futon. You know, we talking about just like making love and appreciating the women and you know, just...
I
just,
like this vibe.
You know
right.
like,
like
but that
vibes.
Comes with growth, though. That comes with growth. Yeah. Again, opening
grown
up and being
vibes.
Able to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just like it's a different vibe this year. And a whole new PH, man. I'm excited, man. Very excited.
I'm mean, very you sound excited. Like a grown ass man.
Yeah, man.
Like
you this. Grow. Shit, you grow. You grow,
love
man.
This.
I'm very comfortable at where I'm at, like in life. You
good
know, as
you.
A not even an artist, as a human
as
being,
a
as
oh,
a man. You get what I'm saying? And I think it's affecting my music and for the better. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited.
We're excited for
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you so much, guys.
April 6th. Is this song with Cardi going to be on there?
Yeah, of course. Of
That's
course.
That's my joint, too. I like
of
that
course,
song.
Of
Cardi
course.
Killed that, too.
Of course. Of course.
You did that early.
Yeah, early. I know, right? But I had to, man, because, you know, there's a lot of things that happen with Wait a Minute, and we say we want to do our own thing, you know? Because Cardi verse never came out for Wait a Minute. You never seen the video. Cardi's on my head in that video, but it never came out.
Why?
It's a lot of bullshit, but
politics.
We
behind
got
the
politics
scenes.
Exactly.
Who else is on the album? Just curious.
Mm.
Some Brooklyn representatives, or like, what are we doing?
Oh yeah, of course we got Joey Badass.
Okay.
We got my dog on it. We got Critch on there. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to stop there.
Okay, that's all we can know.
Yeah.
So Eminem not going to return the favor?
We're talking about it. Not on this project, but we're talking about that. Okay. We're going to get that favor back. You know what I'm saying? Just because we have a relationship. Me and Em have a real good relationship. Every time we talk, it's never positive vibes. You know, he about to start touring soon. So, you know.
He might pop out on the
Exactly. Yeah.
Media man might show up.
Yo, what's up? We just... Brush your scissor hand. Stop
I'm not gonna lie. Nah, he's been live in the performances, though. Those performances, stop like it. I seen him before.
Yeah, all energy, man. All energy, man.
Crazy energy.
Again, you know what it is with me with energy? They say, yo, where you get it from? You don't smoke, drink, da da da. I said, I get it from.
We just drink.
Hold on. I just had one cocktail. You see what y'all do? What? You just said Black Youngster don't drink, but he came up here and drink. I'm trying to do the same thing.
You finished your drink before me?
He did. I finished it.
He just slurped it down.
He did.
You know what, man? Forget it, man.
He better finish his drink.
Okay, go ahead. You don't drink. And it's just passion. Again, like I said, I want people to come to a show and want to come again and watch the same show over. You know, you got to give them something. You know what I'm saying? And I want them to leave with a lasting effect. Like, yo, this, I gave my all. You know what I'm saying? I gave my all and I'm for the people. You know what I'm saying? I love that people appreciate my music.
We can feel it in your energy.
Yeah, definitely. That's it.
And we want you to come and come again, too.
Yeah.
And not 90 minutes later. You don't want to watch a movie in between.
Come on, Gigi. Like, this is my side right here. I love these two, bro. It's these two I got to watch, bro. I tell you.
Gigi was just on our side. Yeah, just now. She's not 90 minutes later.
But for the most part, Gigi, you know what I'm saying? Y'all two in cahoots. Salute. I like, yeah. They keep it real over there. You know what I'm saying? I don't like what y'all doing. Man. Y'all the medium man me. You know what I'm saying?
You did it to yourself.
Pause. Doing it to myself. I got to pause that. Damn. Oh, it's dangerous.
PH. It's dangerous. All right, Fresha, thank you so much. It's lip service.